I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Israel's 63rd anniversary has brought conflict and uncertainty. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle is there. He says Israel fears a multinational effort to attack Israel on this date. And Doyle says that's what happened.
People stormed the fence coming from southern Lebanon, trying to get into Israel. People stormed the gate from the Golan Heights in Syria. We know at least 12 people were killed in that confrontation. And then also, things started to erupt in the West Bank.
Doyle's there to speak at a conference, but also lead a medical missions team in the West Bank where people came to Christ. Meanwhile, Egypt's ongoing revolution may have caused some to hope for reform to the country's defamation of heavenly religions law. But it looks as though the law, which Open Doors USA says is essentially an anti-blasphemy law, will stick. Believers and even some Muslims have suffered imprisonment over the last few years for merely exploring non-Orthodox ideas about religion. Continue to pray for boldness for Egypt's Christians. And Nicaragua's street kid problem is growing severe. Howie Hooper with Orphan's Heart says a partner church is reaching out.
They bring in these street children every week, and they give them a hot meal. They teach them Bible stories, have some recreation time, and just a couple of hours that they can bring them out of their typical environment into the church environment and hopefully teach them the love of God.
Orphan's Heart wants to provide more than just once-a-week programming for the 190 kids they serve, though. 4-week-long trips will provide vacation Bible school programming. Our website has more information. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sammy Tippett's offering you the book Praying for Your Family. This will provide you some biblical truths that will help you pray effectively for your family, which is your first mission field. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.